stuff, but it doesn't remain, you lose it. Here again he's talking about that mouse, little mouse, who is trying, but he cannot come out because light will reject him. Therefore, down there in the different ways he's trying and trying and trying, logically with no outcome. Here you will see that a lot of trying of that little mousey even could be useful. Listen, yes.
If God gave him wings, the wings of wisdom, he will escape from mousiness and will fly like the birds. But if he does not seek wings, he will remain underground, with no hope of traversing the path to Semak.
What happened? I know this page is a little bit complicated, believe me. What happened? I said, okay, talking about that mouse, even that mouse could be saved, but only God can do it. He should seek the wing. Imagine the mouse underground seeking the wing, because it's possible. Nothing is impossible. That's the magical part. And, yes?
Dialectic knowledge, which is soulless, is in love with the countenance of customers. Mm-hmm. Although it is robust at the time of discussion, it is dead and gone when it has no customer. My purchaser is God. He has drawn me aloft, for God has purchased.
God has purchased. This is something that they deeply believe in. You know why? Because first of all, they know this is the best deal ever. When God buys you, this is the best deal. You know why? Because the customer knows exactly what he's getting. There is no cheating. So that's the first of all, right? There is no return and thing like that, because he knows exactly what you are. Then, second good customer is a rich customer. He's the richest. He doesn't care about what he pays. Then what? The good customer is a collector, right? He's buying everyone. So he's the best buyer. Why should I sell myself to someone else? He said, I'll buy you. I believe that. That's it. Yes?
My blood payment is the beauty of the glorious one. I enjoy my blood payment, lawful earnings.
Suddenly we came to blood payment. Not only he's the best customer, I get a good deal here because just seeing his face, I'm ready to give my life. So I give my blood and my life and my blood money. Is just seeing him. Yes?
Abandon these insolvent customers. What purchase can be made by a handful of clay? Do not eat clay. Do not buy clay. Do not seek clay. Because the eater of clay is always pale-faced.
Have you seen it? Nobody knew. None of you could have seen that. The people who eat the clay. Mm-hmm. And there is this yellowness, yellow fever they get and things like that. They're yellowish. But this is a very beautiful verse in Persian that could never ever be translated exactly. Play with this gel, which is the body, which is the clay. Remember the clay that we are made of? We, without the soul, without the spirit, without the ruh, we are the clay. See? Don't seek this clay, don't eat it, don't buy it, because this clay is worthless. Eat the heart. Yes?
Eat your heart.
Not your heart. Eat your heart means be jealous, isn't it? Have envy.
Eat your heart.
Eat the heart. If you want to remain young, eat heart. Don't eat the flesh, the clay. Yes?
Eat the heart, that you may be young always. Your face with divine illumination, like the Argawan. O Lord, this gift is not the compass of our work. Verily, your grace is according to your mysterious grace.
Yeah. This is the conclusion. Is that a lot of stuff to tell you that? See, in this pattern that we are trying to walk, there is no impossibility. Even for that mice, he could give him the wing. He will interfere, because in the state of fabro finale, you leave open all the space for divine interference, and it will happen. Therefore, give up attention to the fleshy existence and think about your breath. Yes?
Take our hands, buy us from our hands. Lift the veil and do not tear our veil.
You see, Rumi never told you that who is talking here, right? All is talking of that wise fellow riding the reed. Now, the guy explains something, right, something else. Now, the prayer. Because this is the best stuff we do. It turns around that, okay, this is not something we can do. Because at the end of the day, what is the really element that will get you up there? His attraction, pulling us. That's what it is. The attraction of his beauty is pulling us. That's what we are counting on. Yes?
Redeem us from this filthy self. Its knife has reached our bones. Who will lose these strong chains from helpless ones like us? O King uncrowned and unthroned, who except your bounty, O loving one, can loose such a heavy lock? Let us turn our heads from ourselves towards you, inasmuch as you are nearer unto us than we. Even this prayer is your gift and lesson. Else, when has a rosebud grown in an ash pit?
Oh. Could you imagine this? You started, this is that guy, huh? He started to pray and say, you know what? This is not something we could do. This is something that he will do. Because how could I get rid of my ego? It's as big as me. Even bigger. Because historically, he was here at the beginning. And this is a very hard... We are enchained in a way. And who could open this one except his attention? Therefore, we turn our head towards you. Because you are closer to me than me. Why? You are the breath. I am the breath. Entangled with this flesh. You're closest to me. Means, in this situation, you seeker, you were looking for a good intelligence, right? I'm telling you, you have to make your intelligence, avoid judging, and drop all the knowledge you learned and imitated. Let go of all the stuff that you think is good, useful, blah, 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 blah. Hang on to the knowledge which will save you from you. And this looks impossible, doesn't it? It's just like the situation of the mice under the ground. But let me tell you, if God gives him the wing, he will fly. You forgot about the God. When you are asking the question, you're thinking about here. You forget that the goal is there. That's my client. That's my aim. I will give my life for that vision. And I will pray, because that's the best thing I could do, to turn around from my ego, my self-confidence and all that towards God, because He is closer to me than me. And guess what? Even this knowledge and this prayer is His gift. Even this one is not mine giving you. Isn't it a surprise that within all these fleshy stuff and apple, you're looking for understanding and stuff like that? You should connect. Without connection, your eyes will be two pieces of meat. Yes?
Say, through your munificence, it is impossible to convey understanding and reason into the mist of blood and entrails. This flowing light from two pieces of fat, their waves of light reach up to the sky. A piece of flesh, which is the tongue, from it the flood of wisdom is flowing like a stream, towards a cavity whereof the name is ears, up to the orchard of the soul, whereof the fruit is intellections. Its main course is the highway of the orchard of souls. The orchards and gardens of the world are its branches. That is the source and fountainhead of joy. Quick, recite, beneath which flows the rivers.
Fantastic. You know what? If you want to get it, look at yourself. Look at us. What do you see? A piece of fat here, but the vision is possible. Piece of meat, the tongue, but listen, all the wisdom, the flow of wisdom is coming from talking, isn't it? Then this flow of wisdom from this hole will go in this hole and will bring the fruit of intelligence. I'm talking about the garden here. And this garden, the main axle of this garden is the way towards Him. Because the source of happiness is there, and try to catch it. What's up? Where is the source of happiness then? The last step of happiness is the paradise. And paradise, do you remember what paradise is? Is a garden that the water is running beside all the trees. Under the trees, the water is running. Go and read that one if you need more explanation. I gave it to you as I got it. What was it? Let's look at this paragraph again. It was a long one. Okay. We started with the first paragraph. The guy was looking for a wise fellow and he found this silly one. Then he talked about the ego, problem of the ego, and how we will be cheated by our ego. And squeezing the ego actually was the last fight, the biggest jihad